Elizabeth, can you hear me? I can't hear you.
If everybody could take their seats, I'd appreciate it. We'd like to start our meeting and get underway.
Is that a landline? It's a landline, right? Hmm.
Okay, good morning, everybody. I'm Jeff Young, Chair of the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. I'd like to welcome everybody to San Luis Obispo this morning. It is May 13th, 2010. Why don't we start with roll call? Carol?
Thank you. Monica Hunter?
Present.
Russell Jeffries?
Present.
Jeffrey Young?
Present.
Gary Shallcross?
Here.
David Hodgen?
Present.
John Hayashi?
Here.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Briggs, introductions, please.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Roger Briggs, Executive Officer for the Board. We just heard from Carol Hewitt, and on my left is Francis McChesney, our counsel from the State Water Resources Control Board, and also from the State Water Resources Control Board, our board member liaison, seated right over here is Walt Pettit. Thanks for joining us yesterday and today. For those of you who may not have been with us yesterday, we had a short meeting from 10:30 till 20 minutes to 8 last night. So if we're a little foggy, you'll know why. We also have on the phone Elizabeth Sablad from US EPA for an item that's coming up in a minute. And we have testimony cards in the back of the room, courtesy of Chris Adair in the back corner. So if you could fill those out and let us know which item you're interested in, we'd appreciate that. And along those lines, I do have a card from Gerard Martorano.
That wasn't necessary. I'm sorry. I actually have a lot of time to speak on the matter of the board already.
Okay. So that's all right. Just didn't know which item it was for. Okay. Alrighty. And the restrooms are out this way, and there's a drinking fountain out here as well. And, supplemental sheets. We have some information that was prepared after the agenda itself was prepared. So for item, the first one for which we have that extra material is item 15, which is the case closure request for the San Paso truck stop, 81 Wilsona Road. We have two supplemental sheets for that. We sent those out to the parties that we know are interested in it, but in case you did not receive one, we do have extra copies of that as well as all the others that I'll mention in the box in the back. Next, on item 16, the Monterey Regional Stormwater Program update, we have a supplemental sheet for that. Item 26, the Greco oil and gas settlement matter, we have a supplemental sheet, two supplemental sheets for that. There's one that I just received this morning.
Mr. Briggs, I only have one supplemental sheet for 26.
Okay. Which one do you have?
I have the one that was distributed this morning.
May 11th?
May 3rd?
May 11th.
I only have two copies. How about I go make some copies and I'll bring it back?
Thank you.
No, it should have been mailed to you, Michael.
I don't have the one for 15.
Okay. I did not catch it. It arrived.
I don't have the supplemental sheet for 15.
Oh. Chris, can you grab one for 15 as well, please?
That's okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so we'll try to make sure we get all the right pieces in the right place. And that's it for introductions and logistics.
Okay.